The Gospels According to Love, audio, John chapter 18, Judas betrays Jesus, April 4, 2005. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook to Cedron, where there was a garden into which he entered with his disciples. Judas also betrayed him knew the place, for Jesus often resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, brought them to the garden with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, I am he. Judas, betrayer of Jesus, stood among the band of men. As soon as Jesus spoke the words, I am he, the men went backward and fell onto the ground. Then Jesus asked the priests and the soldiers, Who do you seek? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let the others go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled of which love spoke, Of them which you have given me, I have lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant, cutting off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, Put your sword back in the sheath. Shall I not do the work love has given me? Then the band of men, along with captains and officers of the Jews, surrounded Jesus and taken him, bound him, and laid him away first unto Annas, who was the father-in-law to Caiaphas, the high priest, that same year. Caiaphas was he who had given counsel to the Jews, saying it was expedient that one man should die for the people. So Annas sent Jesus bound to the high priest. Simon Peter followed Jesus along with another disciple. This disciple knew the high priest, so he went into the palace with Jesus. Peter stood at the door without. The other disciple, which knew the high priest, went out and spoke to her that kept the door and brought Peter in. The damsel said to Peter, Are you not one of this man's disciples? Peter said, I am not. It was cold, and the servants and officers stood around the fire of coals, and they had made to warm themselves. Peter joined them, warming himself also. Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spoke openly to the world. I even taught in synagogues and in the temple where Jews always resort. In secret, I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard of me. What I have said to them, behold, they know what I have said. When Jesus had spoken this, one of the officers that stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Why do you answer the high priest in such a way? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if not, why do you hit me? As Peter stood warming himself, the officers and servants turned to him and asked, Aren't you not also one of Jesus' disciples? Peter denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being kinsman to the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did I not see you in the garden with Jesus? Peter then denied Jesus again, and immediately the cock crowed. Then Jesus was led from Caiaphas to the hall of judgment. It was still early, and those who led Jesus did not enter into the judgment hall for fear they be defiled, wanting to remain clean that they might eat at the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" The priests and the Pharisees answered, saying to Pilate, "If he were not a malefactor, we would have not delivered him to you." And then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." The Jews then replied, "It is not lawful for us to put away any man to death." This fulfilled the saying that Jesus spoke, signifying what death he should die. Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Do you say this thing of yourself, or did the others tell you of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests has delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to Jesus, "Are you a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I may bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to Jesus, "What is the truth?" When Pilate said this, he again went out to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all. Still, you have a custom that I should release to you one at Passover. Do you wish, therefore, I release to you the King of the Jews?" Then they all cried again, saying, "No, not this man, but Barabbas."